You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Jobless recovery is a phrase that a lot of us have heard probably too much over the past year or so, but it's a reality, and that's why last month President Barack Obama announced his job summit.
We have an obligation to consider every additional responsible step that we can to encourage and accelerate job creation in this country. And that's why in December we'll be holding a forum at the White House on jobs and economic growth. We'll gather CEOs and small business owners, economists and financial experts, as well as representatives from labor unions and nonprofit groups to talk about how we can work together to create jobs and get this economy moving again.
The day is today. The president will be hosting his job summit later on. And in response, Newt Gingrich has announced, yesterday he announced that he's going to launch his own real job summit. We'll get more details on that as they come out. But setting the politics of these summits aside, unemployment is above 10%. The real number, the real unemployment number, is somewhere around 16 or 17%. Americans need work. Many people who started months ago saying they would not relocate, they couldn't accept less than $50,000 a year, wouldn't go into sales, they're now saying, I don't care what it is or where it is, just get me a job. So The Takeaway is hosting its own job summit today. First, we have Dan Gross with us. He's a senior editor of Newsweek and a very widely read financial and economics writer. And Dan, I'm looking for good news from you. We are expecting out the unemployment numbers tomorrow. Do we have any idea what they're going to look like?
Well, I think the rate will probably be over 10%. I think it's likely that payroll job growth will be negative again. But I think, you know, I did a column about a month ago saying that the next surprise we may have in this economy may be that we'll be generating jobs sooner rather than later. And I say that not because I, you know, see help wanted signs, but just because of the kind of macroeconomic data. The economy is growing at about a 3.5% rate. Productivity has been growing at an 8 or 9% rate, which means that basically employers are asking employees to kind of run ever, ever faster on the treadmill. And at a certain point, they have to break down and hire new people. And I think that moment may be coming, you know, in the next couple months. One just little data point that came out, we have car sales figures. GM said that in the first quarter of 2010, its car production will be up 75% from the first quarter of 2009, and that Ford's will be about 50% higher than the first quarter of 2009. And even if you're heavily mechanized and have all the robots in the world, you can't boost production like that without hiring new people. What we saw in the first part of 2009 was this just really aggressive cutting back, basically shutting down factories, firing everybody in sight, preparing for Armageddon. We're no longer in Armageddon, and people are going to have to start recalling workers to keep up with some of this demand that is, you know, it's coming in, but not at a massive rate. So
okay, well,
I'm somewhat optimistic that we will have job growth sooner rather than later.
That's good news probably for Ken Rogers. He's the executive director of Automation Alley. That's Automation Alley is a nonprofit technology business association in Troy, Michigan. We also have Dave Thompson with us. He's the news director of Prairie Public Radio in North Dakota. And you may be asking yourself, why do we have someone on the air from North Dakota? Well,
it's
Dave
a boom town up
Thompson.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. North Dakota, your state has consistently had one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. You guys have a secret, and you've been hiding it from us, right?
We have several secrets that we've been hiding from you.
Well, what are they? You're going to spill the beans.
Well, why
how
North
has
Dakota
North Dakota kept
so well
its unemployment?
Is because we are commodity-driven. We're driven by oil and wind power, which has really exploded in North Dakota. And also, we're driven by agriculture and agriculture-related businesses. So businesses that produce ag products or also produce equipment that help produce ag products do very well here. It's been a little bit stagnant because ag prices have been a little flat this year. However, there are still smiles on farmers' faces and smiles on the manufacturers' faces.
Okay, so, Ken, are there things that people can learn from a state like North Dakota, or is it too localized, the question of jobs? Because we're asking ourselves, to what extent can the government actually get jobs for people? And you heard Dave Thompson out of North Dakota. Is that something that a state individually can do, or can the government do it?
Well, I don't think
you know, government is the answer for all our needs and all our problems. They need to facilitate business, cut taxes for business. They need to provide business an opportunity to succeed. And as Dan was saying, you know, the auto industry went through a huge shakeup in Michigan. We lost thousands and thousands of jobs, but they're poised, the auto industry is poised to come back. And there will be hiring that's coming up. And in Michigan, we're looking towards the future. We've sure been rocked with unemployment and an auto industry in transition. But I want to tell North Dakota we're coming back.
All right, well, let's talk about that poised bit. Ken Rogers, Executive Director of Automation Alley in Troy, Michigan, and Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek, because he was referring to really that productivity precipice, right? Isn't it contingent on the government? And Ken, you can respond to this, or Dan. Isn't it contingent on the government, on Barack Obama, to say, hey, folks, you know, let's forget the productivity. Let's start hiring people at this point, because productivity really only affects the stock price. It doesn't really affect the U.S. economy. Ken?
Well, I just think that the bottom line is that there are some things that the government could be doing right now, as an example, using the SBA loan programs to change lending limits for small business, raising manufacturing company limits so that they have more access to capital, and microloans rising from $35,000 to $50,000 helps create an atmosphere for business to succeed. And so I think the issue is always productivity from our perspective.
Dan, let's go to you last for the wrap-up on this. We get calls from listeners all the time who are unemployed or underemployed. Some of them have part-time work and are looking for full-time work. And they give us all kinds of reasons why they haven't been able to get a job. Some of them say, it's because of my age. We had a caller from Michigan say, I was told that people don't hire someone who's unemployed already. And what can you say to these people who are unemployed? Are they looking to these reasons that aren't really the reason? Has it just been the economy? Or are there actually things that people can do to their resume, to their approach?
Well, of course there are things that can do, but I think looking and saying that people who don't have jobs don't have them because, you know, their skills aren't in place or because they don't want them is kind of blaming the victim. I think what's still underappreciated, we had an economy that was sprinting in 06 and 07 and then basically suffered a near-death experience. And we are back up and perhaps walking, but not even jogging. This collapse in demand in business investment was like nothing we've seen in our lifetime. And employers are, as a result, kind of hesitant to believe that the recovery is real, that all the stuff that's going on is working. And that makes them very reluctant to hire. In other words, yeah, the economy is growing again. We're seeing the stock market improving, obviously. Maybe their orders are picking up or they're kind of inching back up from their lows, but they don't believe it's real. They think that something could go wrong in the next few months, whether it's a Dubai situation or another credit problem. And so they're really reluctant to hire. And until employers and companies start to believe that what they've seen in the past few months is going to continue, and then they have two and three quarters behind them of, oh, it's not as bad as we thought it was, that's when they will start hiring. So I really think it's a macro question of
faith.
Confidence and people not believing the recovery is real and needing more evidence of it before they start hiring.
Okay, that's Dan Gross, a columnist for Newsweek. We also spoke with Ken Rogers, the executive director of Automation Alley in Troy, Michigan, and Dave Thompson, who has the secret there in North Dakota. They have very low unemployment. He's the news director of Prairie Public Radio. And it's 15 minutes past the hour. A quick look at the news headlines.
Some quick stories. The Prime Minister of Pakistan, speaking in London, says he doesn't believe Osama bin Laden is in Pakistan, reacting to the president's Afghanistan announcement this week. Back in the U.S., Bank of America says it's planning to repay its $45 billion it received in government bailout funds. Ben Bernanke is in front of the Senate Banking Committee, hoping to be confirmed, but he's got some pushback there. And the cable company Comcast expected to pay almost $14 billion in cash and assets to gain control of NBC Universal from General Electric Company.
Coming up, we're going to have our eyes on healthcare and Afghanistan, but there's some other things going on in Congress as well.
You know, you can catch the show live Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or think there's any stories we should be covering on The Takeaway, contact us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. See ya.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.